This is Twit.
It's time for Photo Guy, Chris Marquardt, bopping along to the music. Hello, Chris Marquardt. Good to see you. Welcome to the show.
Good to see you, too. Hi there.
He's my photo sensei. In fact, you'll find him at sensei.photo, S-E-N-S-E-I.photo. And each week he joins us really with one purpose, one thing in mind, to get you out there taking pictures, whether it's with your smartphone or your fancy camera. But if you don't take pictures, you don't get better. What are we going
to
do today?
Or at least to get you thinking, to get thinking about a few things, to give you some food for thought. And Leo, question to you. What is worse, overexposure or underexposure?
Well, I prefer to expose right to the clipping point of the brights. So underexposure is better.
So you expose not to clip the brights.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's the right answer. That's the correct answer, because what's up there in the bright areas of the picture, that's kind of the important stuff. What's in the middle is important stuff, but it is perfectly fine to really dip areas of your photo into black, into pitch black, to completely lose information.
I don't want to lose information in the bright stuff. I'm willing to lose information in the dark stuff. Yeah, that makes sense.
Think of clouds, the white parts of the clouds, the really bright parts the sun shines at. If those are overexposed, there's detail missing and your eyes want to see that detail. But let's just look at a few pictures that have real black, and let's talk a bit about the purpose of that.
Ooh.
So if you have pictures with very hard contrast, then you look at the white parts of that and they still have a little bit of information, but then there's a black area somewhere in the background, and that there's nothing there. It's completely gone, but it doesn't really matter. And there's even a saying among professionals who work on photos where you change the contrast later on after you shot the photo, that a picture is only the right picture if it has at least one black pixel.
So you want that. Well, I love it.
It's called the black point. It's the darkest part of a picture is called the black point. And if that sits well, then the whole photo kind of benefits from that.
Part of this is also an artifact of our own computer technology, because a lot of times there's information in the dark parts you can bring up. You control it. Once it's lost, it's lost. But you can kind of stretch it a little bit if it's underexposed. It's hard. You can't do it if it's overexposed.
Right. So black things in photos work really well as long as you kind of get some, let's say, as long as they don't disappear into the background.
I like the kitty cat
example
eyes.
I'm showing here.
This is great.
And it's a black cat, but you only see the eyes because the rest of the cat and the background is all black. So it kind of disappears. So how do you bring something out that is black in the photo? And one way to do is it put it in front of a brighter background. That gives you contrast. And the contrast helps to have that black cat in front of a brighter background to stick out. But that's not necessarily the only way to do it, because if you get the light just right, what we call hair light, you can have a black cat in front of a black background. If you have the light grazing it from behind, then you get the edges of it lit up, and that gives it some real good separation.
A silhouette of a cat, yeah. And what I love is the lights show. Go ahead.
You know, silhouette would be the cat in front of a brighter background. In this case, it's more the shape of a cat without too much information.
There's a halo around the cat. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
I love that.
Another thing that black does in photos is it creates mystery, because it allows you to hide stuff in the photo. So in this case, I'm showing a black scene, and at night, there's just a street lantern, and a street light lights a bit. A small patch and a little fence, and that's it. But that adds interest. That makes it interesting, because you're hiding stuff, and it's easy to hide stuff in the dark. So black can be really useful for that. The problem often is that the cameras try to be smart and they start to brighten everything up. You know, the night mode in your smartphone, which brings out
it
all
impossible.
The stuff in the dark.
You cannot take a dark picture anymore.
Well, you can if you use the features in your smartphone. There's next to the little square where you focus, there is a little sun icon, and if you pull that down, you can bring the dark back in these photos. So that works quite well.
That's actually a really good tip. You've mentioned before the exposure dial. to be able to push that.
Use that.
All cameras have that. Yeah. Which means you basically choose what point of the picture you want to see, the darkest or the brightest, and you can move it back and forth.
Right.
Yeah.
And doing it this way, the phone is trying its best to bring everything out, but sometimes that is exactly not what
you
want.
It so, doesn't know what you want. You got to tell it. You got to take control. Camels in the sunset. Right. I love it.
On to the silhouette. The silhouette is like it's like something is cut out of black paper, and typically a silhouette is black in front of a brighter background. Again, the phone will probably try to bring out what is. What is black here in the photo? Again, it helps to just bring it down when you take the photo, or later in editing, you can move the contrast slider, bring up the contrast, which makes everything that's dark in the photo already dark makes it darker, and everything that's bright makes it brighter. So you can kind of artificially create that silhouette later on. Here's a nice thing you can do with a black background. This photo of a match. It's just been blown out, and it has this smoke. And if you manage to take a photo in front of a black background with a light source that does not light that black background, if you manage to light it from slightly behind, then you can get a real nice shape in front of the black background. Black can add a lot of mystery. What we're looking at here is, well, you could have framed this, or the person who took it, Claudia, she could have framed this photo in a very different way, but she decided to just have a sliver of a road that goes into the distance and add a lot of really black to the side. This gives us a bit of a keyhole effect, like we are watching something through maybe a pair of binoculars or something. So again, it's being used to add some mystery. Here's a type of photo I really like, and that's we call that low-key photography. And it means that whatever is in the photo is defined by just the light on it. So there's almost everything is black, and just a little bit of light gives us the context.
So or a keyboard or some stairs or, you know, in the, a hand, just slightly lit so you can see that
just
object.
Slightly lit.
So it's interesting because, you know, I called it all a silhouette, but really there's the cat the picture,
big,
which was haloed.
Yes.
There's the true silhouette, which you can't see what's cut out. And then there's this low key, which is something highlighted with basically a black background. And you control all of that by the exposure dial.
Be careful printing these pictures. Lots of black means it consumes a lot of ink. But if you have an OLED display, they are very energy efficient because black pixels do not consume any power. So,
if what it brings home to me looking at your images, and we'll put a link in the show notes to the Flickr gallery that Chris has put together. We'll also put it up in our chat room and so forth. But what it brings home to me is that photos are about emotion. And you control the emotion of the viewer by how you handle this. These photos definitely are emotional in a certain way because they're so shadowy and mysterious. I guess mysterious is a good word for this.
Yes.
Brings up a real emotion. I love that.
Don't be afraid of having a lot of black in your photo. Might come in handy.
It's okay to be mysterious.
Yes.
Now, there's no mystery about our assignment. We Chris actually dropped it pulled it out of a fishbowl last week, and now I've forgotten what it was, but we have an assignment for
it's
you.
It's the happy assignment.
Happy! Oh! So happy, just happy. Take an image of something that illustrates the word, the idea, happy, upload it to Flickr, tag it TG Happy, and submit it to our tech guy group. Chris will, in a couple of weeks, review some of them, give you all, there's no prize, just some attention. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.